welcome to the number one fans of all fans and all fans of all
bitch. Every fucking time.
My God. Hey, guys. Welcome to the number one fans. Live from the 215. No, I'm playing.
Lord.
Y'all can introduce yourselves because, you know, I'm here. Y'all already know who I am. I don't even know.
Okay, so that's Azealia Banks that was just talking. I'm Vaughn, and we have on the phone
Jean.
Hi.
I'm like, is she going to talk today? Cause
right.
She's talking.
Right.
So,
ready to be
somebody. Okay, you guys. We have I'm going to say T because, you know, there hasn't been a lot going on around IMVU, and you guys know that this show, there has to be a lot going on for us to talk about stuff. Otherwise, we would just be on here just talking about any and everything.
Right.
But we do have a show for you guys today full of things to talk about. But first, we actually went out. You know, we do go out. We are celebrities. We do go out, and we attend events and stuff like that. And we went to Paxton, what was it? His showcase.
It's like a listening party.
It's like a listening party, like pre-listening or whatever like that before he releases it. And, you know, we just wanted to share some thoughts on that. So, you want to go first, AB? What you want to do?
Yeah, I can go first. Okay.
Of course.
I actually liked the party. I liked the environment. The room was real nice.
I love the room.
Yeah, the room was real nice. The environment was nice. I like how it was real intimate and small.
Mm-hmm.
Me, personally, I really like the song, to be honest. I enjoyed it. My favorite song was Here. That was one of my favorites. Like, I got real hyped when I heard it. It was intimate. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I feel so bad for saying this.
You got to be honest, baby. You got to be honest.
Paxton is my brother, but I just don't feel like he's ready for an album. I don't, but you know,
not an album,
really
maybe an EP,
experimental project.
Mm-hmm. She makes fun of this all the time. I know that the EP means something different, but I always say experimental project because I feel like when you're releasing like an EP, you guys, like normally you release an EP.
Yeah, it's like sample mixes.
Yeah, it's like sample of song that you're thinking about doing.
Yeah.
So I like saying experimental project. So anyway.
You're getting to know you by
doing okay, baby. We established it already, okay, baby?
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Let Bond talk.
Okay, boo.
Okay.
Right, I'm talking for the first time. You know, go ahead.
Okay, baby. You can
for the first
stop
time.
For the first time, too. Okay. No, but what was I going to say? Okay, about Paxton's event. I actually enjoy the room as well. Like, I love the environment. You guys know I love small places where it could be intimate with your artists, with your fans and things like that. Like, I really love the intimacy of everything. However, I feel different about the music. I personally, I'm not a fan of his music, but I do know that, you know, the reason I'm not a fan because y'all know I like a certain sound of music, if I can be completely honest. This is not to discredit him because I really love what he did. Like, he's like, to me, that's what an artist is supposed to do. You're supposed to find music that you relate to. And that's what he did. He took the music. He's doing this music because obviously he relates to it. So, you know, he relates to this music. He's passionate about it. And he's going to put it out for you guys. And hopefully you guys enjoy it as well. But I'm just not one of those people who enjoy it. But I love what he's doing. But I just don't like the sound. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm making sure.
Okay.
Do I have, like, a little something in my little thing? I'm like, hold on, bitch, hold on. But, yeah, I love you, Paxton, but I just don't like the song. But I really love what you standing for, what you're doing. I would love to write songs for you because I got some songs that you will like, you know,
oh
and I like, too. So, you know, hit me up.
So don't come to me, nobody. Thank you. Jen wasn't there, so she can't really comment on it. But
yeah,
Jen,
she can't comment.
Too.
Sorry.
So, you want to kind of talk about, you know, our
No.
And, yeah.
No, that's where
you're not.
Towards the end, baby, you got to talk about your little situation that happened with you and your little.
Hello, what happened?
So,
still the tree.
I got into, it wasn't really a little situation. It was kind of like a, I don't know.
Relationship, bitch? Long.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing with that. It's like way opposite. I got through a little situation. I'm not really going to talk about it on air because I don't feel like that's everybody's business.
Girl, share it with your friends.
Okay, so, Jing Wen, we don't need for you to... Okay.
But nah, I got into a little situation or whatever like that, and I kind of just want to talk about artists who don't really look like the artist they're trying to portray. What can I say? I don't know. I just feel like some people aren't meant to be in the R&B music industry at all because I feel like they just do it for fame or just for the name. Like,
or just for
even,
yeah.
Even like way back in the day, like, remember, you? I know, Mon, you remember the Jocelyn Hernandez when I used to try to be.
I absolutely do.
Yeah, back in the day, I wanted to be Jocelyn Hernandez on review. I'm going to just let y'all know that. And I killed it. But anyway.
She did it, y'all.
Whatever. But I kind of just did it just because I liked Jocelyn for the moment. Jocelyn wasn't really me. I didn't understand nothing she was saying in her song at all.
But you knew the songs, though. Like,
I know the lyrics down pat, but I don't even know what she's saying. But I know the lyrics down pat. Like, I can sing it to you right now, but I'm not going to do it. But what's your opinion on artists who have the name of a real-life artist but don't look like them? What are y'all?
I'm going to be quick because I want to get to my tea. Okay. I feel like when it comes to, like, people who just use it for the name, you guys want other people to take you serious, but you can't even take yourself serious. Like, if what you're doing is not, you know, you're not trying to perfect the artist, you're just doing it just for attention, your ass going to be like these other people on Instagram, constantly switching your artists from week to week, or some people just do it, like, day by day. Like, honestly, just because you like the idea, and, you know, it takes more than just looking like them. You can look like an artist all you want. You know, it takes more than that. You got to actually perform. You got to actually, you know, put in the artistry. Yeah. You got to make sure when you put out your cover art, you know, I get tired of the most, honestly. I get tired of people do mainstream artists and they release songs from, like, 1992. Like, those songs. The songs that I knew, my daddy and my mama, they had sex to that song. That's how I was fucking born. So I really appreciate if you bring some new content or some stuff that we never heard before. That's what I have.
I have an exception for Monica because, you know,
I don't have an exception for Monica. I don't like
don't,
it.
Listen, Tamar, baby, I love you.
Oh,
but
no,
just because Tamar Braxton has a skin condition doesn't mean
she said Tamar got a skin condition.
I did read that somebody had tried to comfort Tamar Braxton of INVU and they were saying that she's like white and she said, baby, no, Tamar got a skin condition. I don't have no comment on that because I do know she got a skin condition, but I know that she don't look white to me. She has like those what they call that stuff that the little girl had. It's like on her hands and stuff like that, and some parts of her face. But she uses makeup to cover it up, so you still can be dark. So you still could be brown skin girl. But anyways, that's not what I wanted to talk about. But I do want to shout out to Tamar and say happy birthday. Cause
your
birthday is like an
hour.
Happy birthday, baby. Okay, so we got all of that out the way, right? Y'all said y'all came in. So now we're here for the main chorus. Okay, that was like a little
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I'm really honest to you guys. Like, I'm just trying to be very, very upbeat now. I'm trying to force it because I actually been going through a lot these last couple of days because if I cry, bitch, I'm going to be so embarrassed. But okay.
I'm not going to cry.
But I've been through a lot with this particular person. I'm going to say his name. I know that last time. Okay, so last time I told you guys. Shut up. Let me rewind back so I can collect my thoughts. Okay. Last time I had told you guys that I was seeing someone. And actually today on this show, he was actually supposed to be on here. It was supposed to be me, him.
Along with Tyler.
Tyler, you know, Moncore, Azealia's man. But we actually called it quits like a couple of days ago. And the reason why is mostly on his part because, you know, his infidelity issues. And the guy I'm talking about, you guys probably don't even know it. I try to keep this relationship really, really low key for a reason. Because I wasn't sure. I still wasn't sure even, like, talking to him. But So me and Metro Boomin was talking for like a couple of days, and I had found out that he was Gene does not approve, obviously. Okay.
Right. I don't either.
But,
as
and she doesn't. She doesn't either. But we were talking or whatever, and I just kind of like start finding out like different people he was talking to. I had found out that he was talking to other people outside of me, and the number was up to like three different people. And you know, the first
want me
time
to say
I
the
have,
names, because I say the names.
No, okay. I'm saying that, bitch. This is my story. Let me say the fucking names, okay?
Okay.
So,
okay, girl.
Basically, the first person I found out he was like in a cahoots with was this person named Katie on Instagram. Mind you, let me just say this before I get into all this good tea. I don't want anybody to feel like I'm attacking Metro or anybody who he's seen, because I'm not. I'm just telling you guys what I've been through, and hopefully you guys can relate, and you know, hopefully his ass changes after what I'm about to say. But like, yeah, so like he was talking to this person named KD, and when I first found out about it, normally I just bash the fuck out because I'm low key kind of crazy. But this time with him, I really tried to make the effort to like not do the same shit I did back in 2015. So every single person I see him with, like in terms of like in a flirty way, like posing up with and kissing on, I tried to I actually went to him with the information that I found out, and I'll be like, you know, question him, like, what the fuck is going on? And his excuse would be the same, like, oh, it's just a pose, like, why would I cheat on that person with you? I mean, look at them, and, you know, just kind of like, you know, filling up my head with like lies and making it seem like, you know, like everything is good, like he's not doing anything. So me, knowing how I am, I trusted him, like, you know, he never lied to me before, so why the fuck I need to, you know, sit here and not believe him now? And then on top of that, you know, I never been played before, and that's because I'm a good ass person. Like, why would you play a good ass person or try to play a good ass person? So like, I never been played before, so I didn't know like the signs or anything like that. And when it happened, I was just like, you know, obviously it didn't feel good, but there's like no hard feelings or nothing like that. Like, I still wish him the best and things like that, but I just don't get it. So like, my question to, let me first start with Gene, because Gene, we know you don't approve. Like, what do you think when somebody like plays around? Like, why do dudes do that? Like, why do they just play around with different people?
Well, the reason why I think people do that is because they just niggas, period. Niggas do dumb shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Just like my girl Rapper Kai said, don't trust no nigga bitch. You can't trust a nigga, period, because all dogs, all niggas will be dogs, bitch. That's what I learned, and that's what you have to learn in 2016, bitch. See, I love you and Azealia, but it's 2016. Y'all, all y'all need to do is focus on y'all real life, and that's all. That's all I gotta say. That's it.
I listen to everything you say. You absolutely right. I just focus on my real life, to be honest. But what about you, AB? What's your thoughts?
I just feel like they don't know what they want.
Okay. So, anyways, I have more I want to talk about to you guys, because it's still the same situation. I'm not going to change it up, because, I mean, I've been through a lot, and I've been thinking a lot, too. And the thing I love and hate about this show is that this show, it brings up, like, I'm over him, obviously, because I'm able to talk about it now. But, like, you know, this show, like, I kind of hate it sometimes, because you have to bring up certain issues that you already over. Like, I didn't want to talk about this, but I feel like other people can relate to it. And, you know, it does bring up, like, old feelings, and it does bring up, like, anger, because particularly this one person, okay, one of the people he was messing around with was Ariel. I named all the four people. All the three people. Ariel, Katie, some girl named Guy, or G-A, I'm not sure. I really don't know. And was that it? Ariel, Katie, and Guy. Yeah, and then me. I thought that it was, you know, myself.
I have a question.
But, okay, after I get done talking. What I did not like was the Ariel girl, because me and her...
She knew,
and we hung out. You know what I mean? Like, and the reason why I know that she knew about it was when... on Instagram, she had went on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
She liked that both pictures of me and Metro Boomin like posed up or whatever like that together. And she went like 2 minutes later and posted a picture with her and him, and then made a caption, like six different captions about, you know, with men and stuff like that. And oh, that's my bae and all of that. And then she made another post. And then she made another post recently. She tagged me in it. She tried to give me a shout-out, basically, with my hairline, which I say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the shout-out for my hairline. But in her shout-out, she tried to be shady by saying, you know, something about I just stole a bitch, man, I fucked your man, stuff like that. Like, first of all, let me tell you something, sweetie. This is what people don't understand. Moncore, shut the fuck up. I always give them a speech. Damn right I am. But this is what I don't understand about these females, just females in general. If you trying to have sex with anybody who I mess around with, baby, you're not at the same level as me, okay? Just because you're having sex with my man does not mean you're at the level where I am, okay, sweetie? You're just having sex with my man. That's all the fuck you're doing. You're not going nowhere. Baby, you're staying. That's all you're going to be doing. You know what I mean? And I think that, and this is why I try to get through, this is why I was trying to, like, get through Metro's here. Like, they don't like you. They don't want you. Bitch, they want me. So they feel like to get to me, they have to sleep with somebody who I'm messing around with to try to get to me. That's what females do.
And Metro's dumb as fuck. Like, he dumb.
I mean, and he knows that he even said in the kickness. And nothing, too, I really hate being messy like this. I'm not even going to say it because it's going to be too messy. But he do talk, he does say stuff about the people who, you know, who he was, messing around with. Like, her dumb ass up here making all these posts on my Instagram, and he thinks of you a whole different fucking way. And he probably think a whole different way, he probably telling you a whole different story about, about me. That's fine, because I'm done with his ass. But your ass is the main one who's been trying to advocate for somebody and trying to promote sleeping around with somebody else's man. Like, bitch, that's not cute. That's how you know you're a fucking little-ass girl. And that's how another thing, too, I don't understand about people is, if you are straight, ain't she a girl? Ain't Ariella a girl in real life?
I think, yeah.
I believe that she's a girl in real life. If you are a girl in real life, and there are so many straight niggas out here, so much straight dick out here, why the fuck would you try to choose a nigga who's fucking bisexual? I never understood that.
Me neither.
I never fucking understood. There's so much dick out here. And nothing, too, is that he messes up with more niggas than he does females. To me, that says a lot more about your fucking character because she's a girl, as a girl, than it does about, him, being bisexual. Like, bitch, you a fucking girl. Like, you got so much nigga dick out here on NBU. You got so many quote-unquote straight niggas that you could be fucking around with, but you want to sit here and fuck around with somebody else's man that's bisexual. Bitch, really? That's all I got to say. What you wanted to say, Dream?
I'm just tired of hoes these days. Like, it's just so disrespectful. I'm tired of bitches. Like, bitches who think they are that shit, who album covers and single covers are like motherfucking crap out here these days. And I'm just tired of bitches who throw shade. But most people don't got shit. Like, stop it. Like, seriously, stop it. And it's sad to me that you and Azealia, not that all three of us had to go through this shit, because, like, people think we are bad people, and we're really not bad people at all.
Yeah,
we really have sensitive hearts, and we are really caring, And people just use us and throw us to the curb like that. Like, y'all don't understand. Y'all losing the most goodest friendship that y'all can have with us. Like, we don't expose nobody. Like, what I mean,
I've done a lot of things in my 2015 that I'm not proud of, you guys. I have done stuff to try to get even with other people. I will say this. Every time I expose somebody or try to lash out against somebody else, I do go back and I really do think about that. And another thing, too, is like when it comes to this show, you guys, like I said, it brings up feelings that you probably never would have had before, but you have to talk about it. You know what I mean? And then he just kicked me or whatever. Come on, some damn really. It's like that. I'm not bashing you. I'm just simply sharing with you what basically the shit you didn't put me through. You know what I mean? And I told you, like, while we was going through, like, what was, like, the shit that you was doing, like, I don't like this. Okay, be honest to me. This is the main thing. We actually sat and we fucking had a whole fucking conversation, like, before even, getting serious, like, start talking. I was like, look, this is what I do not like. What do you not like? And he was just like, okay, well, look, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And his ass went and did the same shit. Like, he just went and did all the shit that he did, and then he expect me to be, like, this person, like, to get over shit, to be the one to forgive him. No. Stop doing the same shit that you said you wasn't going to do. Be honest. Be fucking real. No, let me finish. I'm on a rant now. If you if you want to be fucking single, be fucking single. Don't drag my ass with you. If you want to be a hoe, you want to be a thot, you want to be a nigga out here fucking everybody else just because you want to just say you did it, then you go out there, you do that. But don't sit here and drag me with you because I'm not that type of motherfucker to be doing all of that shit with. I'm not. I've been nothing but kind and nice to him from the moment I met him. And the thing that attracts me about him, this is what really fucks me over about him. The thing that attracted me the most about him was, and my phone's still saying bae. Okay. The thing that attracts me the most about him, because he just tried to call me, the thing that attracts me the most about this person was this, is that, you know, he used to hang out with Colangelo and all of those people. And the fact that he can see me differently, the way that they act, the way that they saw me, it meant a lot to me. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that, you know, you wanted to get to know me, but, you know, you didn't listen to all your other friends and what your friends and your ex-boyfriend have to say about me. And you saw me differently. That spoke a lot to me. But the thing, I'm done. That's all I gotta say. You know, it's just sad. It's really sad, and it's unfortunate.
It's sad. Because if you would have a picture like that, what he did with that whole Ariel, whatever her name is, it would have been a whole nother story, bitch. A whole nother story.
And I'm not trying to go at with Ariel because, like I said, like, I thought he was cool, but she was disrespectful. And I'm calling you out on your disrespectful behavior. I don't care what you and him been doing. I don't give a fuck. All I'm saying is that we were talking to the same exact nigga. This is what he's done to me. And I'm pretty sure he was doing the same thing to you. And if you trust him, I wouldn't trust him either. And on top of that, like I said, I'm not bashing you, Metro, but you knew what the fuck he was doing. You know what I mean? Like, you knew it's going to catch up to you sooner or later. And another thing, too, is, like, you just lost a person who, you know what I'm saying, like, who was down for you. Like, I wanted the best for you. Like, when we actually, I tried to, okay, let me quit.
Let me say something.
Go ahead, baby.
I feel like what y'all saying is 100% true. People rather hurt the people that help them the most. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fair.
They're using y'all. Like, look at y'all. They're using y'all. Listen, what I started to notice and peach stuff, people are using y'all, especially these strangers, these models on IMDU. They're using y'all because y'all really pop. First of all, y'all very, very popular on IMDU. They're using y'all so they can get your motherfucking social lives, like shit, bitch, and y'all contacts to make a motherfucking ton on y'all. That's what they're doing.
That shit don't mean nothing, though. That's the thing, like, how I got my likes and my Instagram and followers and how I'm like, everybody pretty much knows my name and stuff like that. How I got that shit up is by being myself, not being nobody else. I didn't play nobody to get where I am. I didn't sleep with niggas just to get up in life. Okay, that goes to my real life too. Like, I'm not famous. So I don't know why I just said that, but you know, my mentality is the same in real life though. Like, I would never try to sit here and try to sleep around with somebody trying to get up on anything. Like, I work for myself. I put in my own type of work. I don't follow nobody's footsteps. I don't befriend people just because they're quote unquote popular. I don't do that. But that's all I'm going to say about the situation, because I really want to wrap this show up on a positive note for season 3.
I want to say something real quick. Yeah. Just like they said, if you already know that you're not faithful in a relationship, don't sit here and bring somebody that you see loving you and, like,
please,
is giving
don't.
Everything to you and don't, like, and you just messing everything up for them and yourself. Like, I really do think that's really sad. And it is what it is. Hey, go ahead.
Y'all know, you were going to say what you're going to say, your thoughts.
Well, I was just going to repeat myself. Don't bring us in nothing if you already know that you're not ready to settle down. You're not ready to be serious. Don't. Because
that's the truth. It saves me. First of all, it saves people who really try. Like, I really try. Like, I tried to change certain things about myself that I did in my past relationship with people just so I could make this one work. And all of that shit was just, you know, obviously it didn't mean nothing. But I do want to end it off with a positive note. This is our season 3. This is our ending of the season 3. I said that right. Because I feel like I said it so wrong.
Wait, we got to talk about the recognition awards, though.
No, we're not. No, we're not going to get today because that's like a whole, it ain't all that important.
That's a whole episode, and I'm not going to do no other.
Okay.
Can I finish this thought? I got to finish this thought.
Yeah, come
so,
on.
So, this is our season 3 finale, but we will return like around March or whatever. And the reason why we ended, can we say the reason why we ended it, like the season 3 right now?
Because y'all hold is fake. Anywho, go ahead.
Okay, that's clearly not why. I'm leaving back for college tomorrow.
Yes, get your money, bitch. Get those degrees, bitch.
I'm like, hold on, get my money, bitch. Girl, they taking money from me, bitch. But I start school on Tuesday. And I'm just trying to, that's my focus now. Like, that's my focus.
My nigga got himself a real life, bitch. What y'all hold me to do?
Don't say that. I know everybody else got real life too. She's just being petty right now. Everybody's got real life. I'm just trying to let you guys know that mine's just more important. I'm just playing.
I'm just playing.
But yeah. So what are you guys going to be doing over the break or whatever? Real quick.
My break.
Well, what break?
Is going to be the break from them, maybe.
From there, baby.
Oh, shit. Oh, she's going to say, what break, bitch?
I'm sorry, y'all. She does not listen to anything.
She doesn't.
Going.
That's why we don't have a show that often, okay?
Yeah, this is the last time we have a jingle, so y'all better get your
good vibes. No, it's not.
Hello.
Stop.
But
so, okay.
Go ahead. What you going to be doing, wrestling?
Well, I am wrestling, as y'all know. Yes, everybody, I'm on the wrestling team. I know. Yes, I'm on the wrestling team. And I am doing track season starts. And plus, I'm getting
wrestling, you guys.
June Glenn.
Little scrawny, bony ass, anorexic bitch.
109 pounds.
109 pounds, okay? Let that sink in. You can do anything you put your mind to. That's all I'm
saying. The head is 100 pounds. Body.
That's all I'm going to say that. Okay, so she's going to be wrestling, doing track and stuff. And what about you?
Yes.
Me, I'm going to be focusing.
Getting ready for SATs, the fuck.
She ain't even let me talk. How do you know I'm taking SAT or STD?
Okay, girl. Stop. Okay. Before you give out your business.
No, I ain't got no joy. All right. But no, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be focusing on what I want to accomplish in real life, like my little YouTube channel.
I don't want to start that too.
I might be doing a little music. Everybody doubting me, but I'm going to be the next little thing. But okay. Oh, she got it together.
Ooh.
But anyway. And I'm also going to be trying to focus more on my relationship, trying to build.
I'm rooting for y'all. Can I be honest? I'm just going to ask, really quickly. Is everything, better than what it was before? Like, do you actually see progress? Okay.
I haven't been trusting y'all, but as you noticed,
I've been very nice. I've been keeping my opinions to myself and my thoughts. I've been,
Girl, you be cussing them out in your head, bitch. Don't lie.
Yeah,
no.
I really like him now. I like him now, too, for you. I do.
I mean, 2016.
I defended him earlier today, remember?
Yeah, you did.
Left the room and
she was popping up on me on the phone
now.
And everything.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I'm just trying to focus on my relationship, getting it better.
Okay.
Because it could be way better. I mean, it's good, but it could be way better.
Mm.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, I'm rooting for y'all in 2016, okay?
Ooh. And be on the lookout for Broken Sisters because that album is
And make sure y'all come out to my backyard party tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Don't say that yet because I got to go verify the room, bitch. What the room is?
Bro, the room is dope as fuck. Let's get that right. It's dope as fuck. Anywho,
okay.
Come out to my party tomorrow.
Let me end the show. Make sure that everybody that y'all love yourselves and love whoever you with, because they may not.
We need a better ending. We need to have a better ending.
Stay gloom. Okay, stay motherfucking gloom, bitch. Thank you.
We need a better
Bye,
ending.
Guys.
Okay. Bye, you guys.